Welcome to the Omni Film Society podcast for the week of November 6th.
Yeah.
I have to make my watch bigger.
Yeah.
2023, we are going to be doing a three-way discussion of Happy Death Day, Scary Things to Tell, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark Side of the Moon, and the Black Swan.
Why are you guys doing three at once?
Because
we're really behind.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I had an appointment one day, and then we had a field trip.
Showed up.
Yeah.
You're the only one that showed up. And you started reading a book. Are you going to? No? Okay. You started reading Ocean at the End of the Lane. It's very good. You should finish it. We're gonna do that, and I'm Anderson.
I'm Noreen.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Linnea.
I'm Ayla.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
And Jessica just came back from university.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it, Jessica.
I love it, but also I am so tired all the time and so much work. I spent most nights at the library until like 2 a.m. But like
that goes along with your insomnia, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Sleep schedule haven't fixed it yet. But like, also, there's very little time to nap as well. So it's just like, instead of staying up watching my shows, it's like staying up doing work. But then I crash immediately when I get back to my dorm. But I haven't failed anything yet.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Good marks.
Some.
Okay.
Are they
lower than what you are used to?
Yes. Yeah. But I was like very aware of that. My calculus class is actually the worst thing in existence. Everyone hates it. The course coordinator is awful, and he's also my professor. And before like classes actually started, we would have like orientation with like upper years and stuff. And upper years would be like, oh, you're fine as long as you don't have this professor. That's my math professor.
Okay.
I had my midterm on Friday, and I studied like all week, again, at the library until 5 a.m., I could have just not studied, and I probably would have done the same because nothing on the practice was on the exam.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little rough. So we're going to wait for my mark back on that. But yeah.
Okay. All right. What other classes are you taking?
I'm in bio, chem, calculus, and then I'm in this like program stream thing that's Canadian health policy. No. Medical and global health, and the two classes I'm taking are science and social change, and then Canadian health policy in the global context. Hate the health policy class. It's so boring. I don't know why I took it, but the science and social change one's fun because it's like ethics and like bioethics, which is, yeah. Those are discussion-based classes though.
And how are things socially?
Loving it. Second day, made my little friend group, same friend group. We hang out every Friday because we're all too busy during the week, and we have like a little thing that we just go to a new restaurant every Friday, and then we usually hang out in my dorm because they like my dorm the best. They think it's cool. I love my dorm room. I decorated very fun. I'll show photos in a second. But
do you have a roommate?
No. Single room. Thank God. Yeah.
Okay.
One of my friends is in a triple.
Ew.
Emma at Brock is in a bunk bed. And I visited her dorm yesterday.
Oh,
like, it's dangerous.
Is she top or bottom?
She's a top bunk.
If I get a bunk bed at Brock, I'm going to
Are you
going
to Brock?
Yeah.
For what?
Programming.
Slay. Here's the thing, I think most people don't have bunk beds, because she's in a townhouse, and there's like five people, three people get singles, she gets a double.
I'd die.
Yeah, it's bad. But she likes her roommates, so.
If you go to Brock for programming, you can hang out with that person.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Person.
Trying to think. Okay, it'll come to me.
Okay.
Anyways, so it's exhausting.
Yeah,
exactly. And fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, also, I don't have any electives this year because I took like, again, I took that medical global health thing, and it's a little soul crushing because I just want to take a philosophy class. And before my chem lecture, it's a philosophy lecture, so if I show up early enough, like before, I hear like a little bit of it, I'm like, I wish I was in that class so badly. So that's my summer plans, to take philosophy 101 so I can take.
You just sit in on any class though.
Yeah, but I wake up like 5 minutes before my class to go. So I'm not going to wake up an hour early to go to a different lecture.
What do you like about Toronto?
I like shopping. Oh, I spent so much money. It's so bad.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so bad, but I like shopping there. Also, like, again, food-wise, there's just so many better restaurants. And, like, everything... I like having freedom. That's another thing. I don't like having to ask my mom to drive me everywhere when I'm back here. And I like being able to just, like, take the subway everywhere. Except I have been yelled at by a lot of random people on the street because it's Toronto, but you just kind of ignore them and walk by quicker.
What do they yell at you for?
They just yell in general at, like, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Toronto's just loud.
Yeah.
And I was in Toronto a few weeks ago getting a tattoo.
You have a tattoo? Jeremy, show me the tattoo.
I love not telling you things.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, that's so cool.
Your sister did it.
Wait, your sister did this?
Huh.
Can I go to your sister for a tattoo? Because this is...
She might not give you a discount, but...
I'm okay with that.
She's good, yeah.
No, because I like the style. And all the people I follow on Instagram that, like, do the style are all in Korea.
She whipped this up in, like, an hour.
That's so cool. Is
it Spider-Man?
Did you ask for anything in particular?
Huh?
When you got the tattoo, what did you ask for?
Yeah, I said I want an ammonite, which she then went on Google and then drew it out while we were eating lunch. And then we got back to her apartment and she did it in like under 2 hours.
It only took 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wait, how healed is this?
I got it over a week ago.
Oh.
It was like peeling the past week.
Yeah, I can kind of still see.
How does it feel now?
Itchy.
Put lotion on it.
I don't have lotion on me right now.
Oh,
too bad, I'm wearing a jacket.
Okay. I used to keep lotion on me.
Itchy.
Okay. Emily. Her name's Emily.
Mm.
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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Video games.
Yes.
Yep. Game. Design.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, the one that was in film club before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I follow her on Instagram.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. She streams sometimes on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has very nice hair.
She doesn't really post pictures of herself very often, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. But it's very shiny.
Good to know.
Shiny hair.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stay awake.
No.
Okay. Alright, so we have started just talking about our movies first because apparently there are haters that don't like that we blab on and on and on.
They call us morons.
Who though? What do you mean the haters? Like
we got comments on Apple Music.
Really?
It was Apple Music, right, Nari?
Yep.
Yeah, they called us morons and that we didn't know what we were talking about and stuff.
That's so funny.
It was great.
So we've started to do the actual reviews at the beginning, and then we front load that, and then we talk about other stuff. Okay, so we watched Happy Death Date first. I should be prepared. I'm not, because I'm a moron. Hold on. Fill in the silence. That's good. Keep it going. Keep it going. Do some HMR stuff.
HMR? What?
HMR.
Okay. Happy Death Day. Directed by Christopher Landon, and it's described on the Internet Movie Database as a college student must relive the day of her murder over and over again in a loop that will end only when she discovers her killer's identity. Ayla wanted to watch it because of the "you're gay" meme.
And it's not even in it!
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
No,
that was
I was away.
Izzy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Izzy.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not even in it, that's the second one.
You're gay. Oh, you're so right. Yeah,
it's the second one.
I love that scene.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch the second one. I'm just lazy.
I think the first one's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one's better.
But I think the second one's funny.
Okay.
You just go on YouTube and search up for that scene and watch it.
Yeah, over and over again.
Okay, so what did you guys think of Happy Death Day? You didn't see it?
I've seen it before.
Okay, all right.
It's just been a minute.
Okay.
I've seen it a few times.
Okay. It's watchable.
It's watchable.
Watchable.
I think it's fun.
Maybe.
it's a good time. It's silly.
No.
It's not a good time?
I'm a Happy Death Day hater.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, the hate's got to come from somewhere.
Maybe I need to watch it again. Because it has
so you can
a
hate
while.
It?
So I can hate it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I just think it's bad.
Okay.
Like, I know that it's like, I don't know. That might make it good for some people. It's like bad. I feel like it's not bad enough to be like one of those movies Sarah. That's like, it feels like they're like trying too hard still.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
And so it's not bad enough to be so bad it's good?
Yeah. It's not like, I don't know.
Well, you're wrong.
I'll have to watch it again. I think you're
taking it too serious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
It's supposed to be
because they're self-aware.
Yeah.
It's silly funny.
It's Blumhouse, right?
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of stuff by them.
What about Five Nights at Freddy's?
I haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I. But I really want to.
I feel like, okay, I've never
had... But I can't talk about it.
I've never had a Five Nights at Freddy's phase. So I feel like since I'm not going to know any of the lore, it's not going to mean as much to me as, like...
We'll have a long call.
A lot of people who are watching it, so I feel like I'm not going to like it that much. But...
I think even out of the lore, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway.
How do you feel about these Groundhog Day type movies? Where people relive a day over and over and over again?
No.
Okay.
I think that maybe that's like partially why I don't like it, because it's like repetitive.
You do get the same things happening.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know though. I'll have to watch it again. It has been a while, so maybe my taste is like different. Now,
if you hate it so much, why have you seen it multiple times?
I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. Maybe I thought it was okay when I first watched it. Okay. Now I'm just like, I don't know.
Can you watch it with your sister and see if she cries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think you've overwatched it and that's why you don't like it?
Maybe.
Because I know my sister has done that to me where she's watched Little Nicky over and over and over and over again, and now I hate that movie.
I don't think I watched it like that many times though. Like I only watched it like a few times. Because like I remember it would always be on like TV after it was like.
Okay.
So I think that's like I'd watch it when there's nothing on TV. So.
I certainly don't think that it's a great movie. Yeah. I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a little quirky. It's not really quite a horror movie, mm-hmm. I guess. It's like horror light. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to watch it again. I feel like I remember, like, the basics. I don't know. It has been a very long time. I think I saw it in theaters.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
When did it come out?
2017.
Yeah, maybe it
did. Okay.
To me, it exists in, like, the same realm as, like, Scream Queens, where it's, like, trashy and bad, but I love it, you know?
I could be on board for it to be more trashy.
Yeah. I think most things could be more trashy.
It does play it kind of safe and down the middle. But it's goofy, I guess, in a way that Scream Queens is kind of goofy. But Scream Queens is, like, over the top.
Because it's Ryan Murphy. And
yeah.
He's crazy.
I do love Scream Queens.
Me too.
A whole bunch.
Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like that's why I don't like it that much. Because I feel like it's not completely like one way or the other. You know?
Yeah, well, it's not a horror.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a comedy, but it kind of, like, it rides that PG kind of line pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have enough memory retention for this.
Okay. Do you remember hating it? Did you laugh?
I don't think so.
Would you watch it with somebody else? Would you recommend this movie to a human or non-human? Would you recommend this to any?
I mean, it was thing? Okay. I don't know if I enjoyed it enough to recommend it.
Okay.
All right. I like that. I think it's silly. I don't think it's like a serious like horror movie, and that's what I kind of like about it, is that it's just silly. It's a good time.
Okay. Noreen.
Oh your god.
I liked it, the fact that you could like not necessarily pay like super a lot of attention to it and still kind of enjoy it, because it's like a movie that you don't necessarily have to take seriously. Like it's a joke and it doesn't take itself seriously, so it's more enjoyable that way, because then it's just like, haha, this is so stupid, but it's like supposed to be stupid, and I love those kinds of movies. So yeah. And I just, something else that I just wanted to mention is, I wonder how many tries it took for them to get the timing of the Lumineers song right, because every time she comes into her dorm room with her friend or roommate, I guess. I don't. And the Lumineers song is playing, and it's just that same part over and over again. I just wonder how long it took them to get that, just timing of it right.
Ooh, there was a really nice transition scene where she got hit in the head with the baseball bat, and then she's lying down in bed, and then she wakes up. That was pretty nice.
I like that too.
Jeremy?
I've seen it like 5 times before this.
And do you hate it more with each watch?
I greatly enjoy it.
Okay.
It's bad, and I think that's hilarious. I love bad movies. That's why I like Saw.
Saw is a different. Wait,
different,
what?
The first Saw sucks.
Yeah,
bumps.
The first one.
But like it's bad. But different genre. But it's bad. Yeah.
But it's still bad. I love bad movies. If it's bad, I'll watch it.
But it's like Saw. The first Saw is bad in that the acting is awful and the directing is awful and the story is also.
You know.
Awful.
You know the director's the fucking. Sorry.
Oh.
You know the director is the guy that's in the trapped in the bathroom with him. Like he's Australian. Did you know that?
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So
Dr. Lawrence, it's not Cary Elwes's character. It's the other guy. That's the director, and I think he did number 2 as well.
Okay.
Yeah. A little fun trivia for you.
I'm just surprised that movie ended up getting more movies made after.
9 whole other movies.
5 sucks.
I did think 2 was. Better than 1.
I'm slowly working my way through. I've only seen the first one. So
is 2 the best?
I've seen the first 3.
I wouldn't necessarily say 2's the best, but it's one of the best. I recommend number 7 and number 2 if you're going to watch them, because those are the like ones that run the least on fumes and have like the most logic behind them, I guess. And then number 10, which is the most recent one, and I can't really say anything because it's so recent that it might be spoilers, but that one's also pretty good given like the reasoning why he kills those people. He kind of slays because
it takes place in the past, right?
Yes, they deserve it. I believe it takes place between the first and the second movie, but I'm not sure because the timeline is weird.
I do kind of like that they broke away from any semblance of like a logical timeline or sequence. I think it's kind of fun.
I keep meaning to watch the second one, but I'm scared of the needle pit.
I feel so bad because you don't know at first that Amanda is like.
Why are you?
What? And so then the dude just picks her up and throws her.
Yeah.
In there. Like, bro.
Just get in the pit.
Like, if you want the key that bad, you get in the pit.
You get in the pit.
You help her, and then he complains after. It's like you didn't go fast enough. Like, help her then.
Threw me into a pit of needles. Anyway.
Men.
Real. Jess, do you have anything to add for Happy Death Day?
It's fun. It's campy. I think it's an okay use of the Groundhog Day trope.
I love time loops.
You like time? Have you seen Palm Springs?
Oh yeah, I love
Palm Springs.
I love time loops so
much. You need more sleep.
Oh hey, J.K. Simmons in that, right?
I still don't forgive you for that. That was awful.
J.K. Simmons, he's in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's funny.
No, Maddie's a fan of his thespian work. How was math class today?
No.
So bad.
Was it hard to focus?
Yeah.
Okay. I like time loop stories. I think I'm a sucker for the character development that comes of it, and I think there's a little bit of wish fulfillment to be able to perfect, like, a day, perfect something, and be able to start over again that I think is really kind of nice. I appreciate that this movie tried to add a reason that she had to get it right, because she was starting to suffer damage, I guess, from all the ways that she died, but that doesn't really go anywhere. It's like they introduce it, and then she dies a couple more times, and she's fine.
Well, she gets, like, weak or whatever, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they introduce it, and then they don't really go anywhere with it. Mr. Yando, welcome to the Oddity Film Society podcast.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
I don't know.
Should I pause it, or no? Have you seen Happy Death Day?
No.
Have you seen...
I thought this was Black Swan.
Well, eventually, we're going to get to Black Swan. Later, the Black Swan. We're also going to talk about scary stories to tell in the dark.
No, I'm only interested in talking about
okay.
things that have ballet in it.
All right, I will pray my way.
Breathless. When Oddity Film Society is doing a podcast on Francois Truffaut's Breathless, I will be there.
Okay. Do you have a copy of it? Okay.
It's not a super legal copy.
Okay.
Also, I don't know the illegal version I have has subtitles.
You could translate it for us. We could do our own subtitles.
We could get Noelle to just
okay. Scoring for Happy Death Day? I feel like I'm between a 3 and a 3.5.
You're changing it. Yeah, for some reason I gave it a 3, but I like it more than that. I give it a 4.
A 4?
Miss Margo, please contact the main office. Thank you.
I guess I would go 3.5. It's fun. It's easy to watch. It's a little goofy. What do you think of the baby face? The baby mask?
It's so ugly.
Dumb mascot.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
The one scene where she's fighting him and then like he ends up on the ground. Why does he sit up like Michael Myers? Like he's literally flat on the ground and then he just sits up like this. Michael Myers does, and it's just like...
Probably a Michael Myers reference.
Yeah.
That's how serial killers sit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to
psychopaths.
Know.
They have strong core strength.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jess.
Okay, I haven't seen this in a few years, but from my memory and also just like, in theory, like a 2 stars.
A 2? Okay.
But like, I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
Oh, okay.
It's not like awful. I just like, I don't know. Still, it's great.
Okay.
3.
3.5.
I have a 4.
Okay. All right. Moving on to movie review number 2. I have seen this in the past, but I don't remember much about it, and I was in the hall for the majority of the movie. So I'm going to have almost nothing to say. But Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is directed by Andre Ovredal. And it stars Zoe Margaret Coletti and Michael Garza and Gabriel Rush and Austin Abrams and Dean Norris and a bunch of people that have no name.
Slay, we love no names.
Status for me. I don't have words today. But it's described as, on Halloween 1968, Stella and her two friends meet a mysterious drifter, Ramon, and uncover a sinister notebook of stories. What did you guys think of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? Okay, we got a whispered hated.
Everyone
in the movie looks like Michael Cera.
Okay. Real.
Okay. Is that
every single person?
That was my review.
Okay. Does that make it good?
Yeah, it was just an observation. It was so impressive that he was able to play that many roles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shows his diversity.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Can you remember back to Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? That was
really
2 weeks ago. Okay. All right. Jeremy.
I liked the weird fat lady.
Okay.
I'm assuming that was like a real costume. I thought it looked cool. Otherwise, the story's really dumb. And I talked during most of it, so.
Okay. Oh, we should let Jess know that the movie viewings are much quieter now.
Yeah, Jeremy told me that.
Yeah. Have you seen Scary Stories?
No.
I think this is... not a good movie.
Why'd you choose it then?
It was an option. It was up there. We picked out of a...
Why was
slew.
It...
What did it come down to? It was between
this Cabin,
and
in, the
cabin
woods.
In the Woods.
There's in Halloween.
But why
Cabin in the Woods is so much better.
Why was it an
one
option if it was a bad movie?
Because most people didn't know it was that crappy.
We were trying to watch a Halloween-y movie, and I don't know. Not all of the movies that we watch are great.
Yeah.
It's kind of, given the source material, it's not nearly as bonkers as it could be, and it's not nearly as disturbing in visuals. And I did, like, I liked the scarecrow, I thought looked neat. A lot of the practical stuff, I think, looks okay.
I love practical stuff, and it looks pretty good on this, yeah.
The CG stuff was awful.
Yeah.
And they leaned a lot on that. And it's, in some ways, it kind of watches like a trick-or-treat, but I also don't have an affection to it. It doesn't, trick-or-treat has like a heart.
I love
like a fun appreciation of Halloween, and this just seems like a movie that was made just to make it.
Yeah, in my head I was like, this is like Trick or Treat if it was bad.
It was also very drab looking, like it was very blue-gray.
Yeah.
And having it set in a, like, as a period piece, I think they could have had some fun with that.
Yeah.
There's like the drive-in scene. But they could have incorporated like
that's what happens
bright
when you
reds
half-ass
and
a movie.
When what?
That's what happens when you half-ass a movie.
Yeah, yeah. They should have put their whole buttocks in.
Real.
Yeah, both cheeks.
The whole moon.
Yeah, I don't know. Not great. Okay.
I took notes on
okay.
it.
Okay, notice up.
These are really stupid. Anyways, the Letterman jackets is giving Jason Carver from Stranger Things, mm-hmm. and then I wrote dot dot dot, and then as soon as I watched more of this movie, I go, and my point was just proven that all jocks are C words.
I like that your letterbox reviews are like done in real time.
Yeah, I do that now. And I forget what part this was, but I said should have kicked him, and then I wrote and I like the with the weird little asterisk things in Cartman's voice right into nuts, because the guy just does, you should have kicked him right in the nuts. That's
can
the
you give
thing.
Us some Cartman voice?
No, 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 no.
Okay,
Ayla,
can you sing us a song?
Wait, what?
Can you sing us a song?
Wait, what song?
Okay, never mind.
Just a random
okay.
one.
Just bust out a song like a musical. It's fine. Yeah. I said the girl Stella turning off the TV and putting the blanket on her dad reminded me of Beverly Marsh doing that for her dad in It 2017, because even though her dad is like a disgusting pig, she still cares for him, and I feel bad for her for that. But I mean, so when Stella did that for her dad, I'm like, oh no, is this going to be like that? Is her dad going to be like a molester and a gross pig too? But then he wasn't, so I was like, thank God for that. And then I said, how can Harold, the scarecrow, walk that good? Like, his legs are literally, like, straw. What is that? And I go, racist cop, and then I put, like, emoji with heart eyes. We love racist cops, because he's, like, the kid that's, like, Mexican or something. He's, like, being so racist towards him. And just cliche. I said, you don't read the book reads you, in quotes, because that was a quote from the movie, and I said, so bloody cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I don't know, that just sounds so crappy to me, and like such a, just, why? Anyways, I go, it's good to know that people are mean and really bad people in every stairwell, because it's just like in the stairwell at the school, they were rude and not like being ignorant, and that's the same thing here. People are rude and ignorant in the stairwells too. I just love that. It's the same universal experience. I said villainizing the fact someone is different. Classic. Screw you. Ooh, classic trope of villainizing women. I hope you rot in the deepest depths of hell, you goddamn C word. Screw you. Yeah. I said, what if you poke the jangly man in the eyeballs? Because he's like coming after you, but what if you just go like this? And just shove your thumbs in there. What's he gonna do? I love how we as a collective society hate women, because it's like, feel like what this, like one of the big themes of this movie was, because it's like the girl was mentally ill, people didn't believe her, people weren't listening to her, and they were torturing her and treating her like shit. If it was a man, that wouldn't have happened. I wrote female rage is something to be feared, and the ending view was pretty, because I believe it was just a car driving off. It was Stella and her dad, I think, in a car just driving
off.
And it was
the,
like
the
it was
the
like
sister.
A It was like, yeah, and then there was like a fall kind of scene with all the like colorful leaves on the trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess the score that it has on Rotten Tomatoes?
2.
It says percent.
12%.
I don't remember how Rotten Tomatoes is marked.
27.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go something stupid here and say 64.
I'm gonna go 28.
So price is right. The 60s are my favorite score range on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it
60? No. Oh. No, it's just like, I find that movies that I like are often scored in the 60s. It's kind of like a movie that like a lot of people are like, oh, I hate this, but then like there's, it's like they don't understand it. Got a guess? On the Tamama meter. It's 71.
Oh my god.
God.
Yeah.
Is that, does that mean people like it?
Yeah.
That means that 71% of critics give it a pass.
Gross.
Rotten Tomatoes scores are always wild.
Yeah.
They are.
They're never. You can
the
never
FNAF
trust
movie
them.
Scores are absolutely hilarious.
The
critics hate it, but the real people love it.
The audience
the critics
score.
Aren't real.
They're not.
The audience score is 72.
Oh,
oh, what
higher.
Did I say? Did I say 71?
Mm-hmm.
77.
Oh,
yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah. And the critics' consensus is, like the best-selling series of books that inspired it, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark opens a creepy gateway into horror for younger genre enthusiasts, which I guess is true.
Yes.
Maybe that's
for
why
young
we,
kids, because there's no plot.
Maybe that's why we hated it so much.
Yeah.
No, we should like it. We're morons, remember?
Right, sorry.
I am giving it a 2.
I gave it a 2.5.
So did I.
I originally had 4. I guess I put after the movie. Post-movie high is real.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just changed it to 2.5. I only have it that high because of the practical effects, because they look
okay.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I gave it a 2.5. I feel like I should bring it down to 2, though. I'm just comparing it to, like, Happy Death Day in my mind. If I gave Happy Death Day a 2.5, it's lower than that, so.
Okay.
Fair enough.
3.5.
Three
I kind of enjoyed it, maybe, because I'm the youngest person here.
Yeah,
like,
maybe. No,
maybe.
That makes sense.
I give it a 3, but I think I'd change it to a 2.5. It's like Jeremy was saying, post-movie horror.
Do you like horror movies?
I've never really watched too many, so.
Okay. So maybe it serves its purpose like that, as, like, an introductory. Okay. Cool. And our third in these rapid reviews, we are talking about Black Swan.
I rewatched this after you told me that that's what you watched.
Not good.
What did you rewatch?
Black Swan.
Did you? So, Black Swan, directed by Darren Aronofsky, who for a long time was my favorite filmmaker, and it is starring Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis and Vincent Cassel. Winona Ryder is also in there, too. And it is described by the Internet Movie Database as, Nina is a talented but unstable ballerina on the verge of stardom, pushed to the breaking point by her artistic director and a seductive rival. Nina's grip on reality slips, plunging her into a waking nightmare. What do you guys think of Black Swan?
I hated all the finger stuff.
Real!
Picking, like, the skin and stuff. I cannot... Like, I'm fine with gore, but, like, light gore like that, I cannot...
Like, realistic?
Yeah. Like, I cannot look at that.
So does that make it effective?
Probably.
Okay.
It serves its purpose to make me uncomfortable.
Well, not
I don't
only
like
that,
it.
Not only that, it's just, like, that's more real, because
mm-hmm.
it can actually happen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's the whole thing, especially with, like, the nail clipping part, like, that can happen to anyone.
Why did she use scissors to clip her nails?
I'm so confused about that. Do they not own nail clippers?
Yeah, like...
Some people use scissors too.
Yeah, but not that like aggressively and
fast.
You take your time.
Well, I think that's the point.
No.
And the mom, like,
the mom
were you talking about the mom?
Yeah, I hate
she's
that
giving
one.
It's giving abusive mother vibes. I don't know why. I don't like her at all. She pisses me off.
She's
I wanna just beat her up.
She definitely has like a victim complex.
Mom?
She's like it's like giving narcissist.
Yeah.
It really is.
I really like the cake scene
mm-hmm.
with the mom.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of shows you everything you really need to know
mm-hmm.
about her. And I think she was really well cast because there's a very, like there's a harshness to her appearance. She's almost masculine, I think, in the way that she's presented. Okay, I liked the gory stuff and like the finger stuff and the feather sort of things.
Love the feather. She plucked the feather off her back.
It was so gross and it was awesome.
That part didn't bother me.
That part didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Do you think some of the gross stuff should have been real?
Like practical? Like,
no, I mean like when she rips the instead of them being her hallucinations.
Oh.
No, because then I have to watch it for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, no, because then it's like there's not the effect of her going insane. It's just that it's real. It's
but
not
like
as
if
fun.
She did it like once or twice, that it being real makes it even more confusing what is real.
Yeah.
Because her scratches on her back were real, right? Yeah. She just wasn't actually growing wings underneath her shoulder blades.
Like, I feel like they kind of balance it, so some of the stuff is real and then some wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like at the end, too.
Okay. How about the cast?
Winona Ryder. So true. She should have been in the movie more. So.
I agree. I feel like she was underserved.
Mm-hmm. You can't have Winona Ryder in your movie and have her on screen for like 10
cameo,
minutes.
Cameo, yeah.
She got hit with a bus or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Car.
Should we have seen that?
No.
Huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Fun.
Then we would know whether or not she did it on purpose, mm-hmm. I guess. But there could have been a snippet where you see her purposely walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be a question if she did it on purpose or not? Because I was always just like, oh yeah, she definitely just tried to kill herself.
Well, that's the explanation that we're given by the director.
Yeah.
And I assume we're supposed to believe him, but we don't see it, so
maybe
it is...
Maybe he hit her with the car.
Speculative. I like the scene where she was in the hospital with the nail file.
That's the scene that freaks me out the most.
Ugh.
Quite a bit. I think I would have liked to have had more of a conversation between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Something that maybe started out more... a more believable conversation that maybe amped up over like maybe 2 minutes instead of just jumping to I'm stabbing myself in the face.
Yeah.
But that scene legitimately made me jump. And I felt like a fool.
I can't remember. Was that real?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. Like, we never go back.
Yeah.
So we're not really sure. And if it was real, it was Natalie Portman's character who was stabbing her in the face.
Yeah,
because
she
right?
has
because
the
she,
file
yeah.
after. Okay. Well, she had to have been stabbing something. There was blood on it, wasn't it?
Unless she's hallucinating the blood.
Yeah,
the whole movie's
blood?
Fake. Nothing
yeah.
happened.
Or was it still there?
I think the
I think
blood
the
was still on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty
okay.
sure it was still there because she's like looking at it and
yeah.
she's like, "What?"
And she has like blood on the elevator buttons.
Yeah,
them.
She's all bloody or whatever.
Is the majority of what happens to her? It's hallucination, right? Like Mila Kunis, she doesn't kill her.
No.
Yeah, that was she stabbed her. So
yeah.
But then with what? Because the mirror isn't broken when she goes back to her room.
But she pulls out a
I know.
Glass.
I thought it was still broken.
I thought it was still broken, too.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh.
There was just no blood and no
okay.
body. Pretty sure it was still broken. She probably punched it.
Okay.
Yeah, like punching her reflection.
Yeah.
Or she threw herself into it.
That's very scary.
Yeah. But we at least know that one's real, because everyone else reacts to her bleeding out.
Yeah.
But not until later. You'd figure that somebody would notice that she's...
Yeah.
If she's in a full white costume, you would notice any speck of anything.
Well, someone would probably be like, oh, wow, what great costume design. Someone put a little fake blood in there.
But in Black Swan, she
wait a minute.
Herself,
I know, but, like, it's symbolic.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Like, wait a minute. We don't have a budget for fake blood.
The director? The French director?
I wanted him to die so bad.
Yeah.
So
for real.
Much.
For real.
He was really gross. But then at the end, he seemed so legitimately proud of her that
Me too, where it's like at the end. But I think it's just because, like, I don't think he cared about her success necessarily, but just like the success of like ballet in general. Mm-hmm. So her being good is good for like the whole ballet, which is in turn good for him. So I think he's just like selfish.
Yeah.
But the way that he presented in that scene seemed genuine. And maybe it was. Maybe that's... but I think he was effectively a really gross, creepy, controlling jerk.
Yeah.
Mm. He looks like Sid the Sloth.
His eyes are very far apart. Yeah. Okay. I think this movie would be a really good double feature with Whiplash.
I have a different pairing with Whiplash, and I think it's Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Still haven't seen that.
Well, this movie, I think, could work well with Devil Wears Prada as well.
Yeah, triple feature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think Black Swan and Whiplash, like, differ in, like, the pressures, where the pressure they're feeling is coming from. And also, like, Nina's, like, crazy. Like, she has other issues while in Whiplash it's just the pressure.
Well, he's also a little crazy.
Yeah, but
he got up after a car crash. I gotta go drum.
I heard no, that's not that crazy though. Okay, for the purpose of drumming though, someone got in a car crash. I think Aaron was telling me about this. Someone got in a car crash before their exam, and like they just went to their exam after because they couldn't miss their exam.
Fair enough.
But like, I think there's a really good video essay on YouTube. I forget who. I think it's from like Lessons from the Screenplay.
Can you find it?
Yes, I will send it to you. It compares the two of them and the where they diverge and connect in like plot points and stuff.
For Devil Wears Prada?
No, for Black Swan and Whiplash. Where are you going? Okay. There is a different video essay I think that compares Whiplash and Devil Wears Prada too though. But yeah.
Natalie Portman's performance?
Great.
Slay.
10 out of 10.
Slay. Yeah? Okay. It's hard to tell when you're being sarcastic.
Is it?
Yes.
Very.
Okay. Yes, I loved her performance because, I don't know, she just portrayed, like, I don't know if that would be mental illness or did she go crazy because she's been starving herself and she has an eating disorder?
Both.
Well, she's a perfectionist, right?
So she portrayed that really well. Mm-hmm.
I think she captures emotion on her face really well. Like, there are times where there's grief and anxiety and elation all at the same time.
My stomach hurts.
I'm sorry. Do you want more candy?
Yes. I agree. Her facial expressions are very good.
It unsettled me.
She's got emotional eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And her neck.
Oh.
She acts well with her neck.
Which is
I don't know if that
say,
makes any sense.
True.
But yeah, but like she's very thin, right? So you can see like her neck profile really well. And she doesn't have an Adam's apple, I'm pretty sure. But like there's that like I don't know what you call that spot in here, but like she like it sucks. I don't know. Just good neck acting for Natalie Portman.
Good neck acting.
I wish they cast somebody other than Mila Kunis, although I like Mila Kunis in it, but I feel like she and Natalie Portman look too much alike.
I thought they were the same person for half the movie.
I thought that was a point, though.
Well, but then I have a hard time when Natalie Portman is seeing herself in Mila Kunis. Like, I have a hard time, like, it's like oh, that's Mila Kunis. Oh, no, wait, well, and then
was
I'm not
scene?
Really sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, they look way too similar.
But, like, I thought that was the whole point of, like, she can't tell the difference between...
Yeah.
But then I can't tell the difference as I'm watching.
But then that makes... Yeah. That puts you in her perspective.
Yeah, so, but like, then I don't know. Like, I'm not really sure. Like, when there's
also,
the...
Also, I didn't think they looked that similar.
Well, when there's the love scene and it's, like, Natalie Portman looking back up at Natalie Portman, I'm like, it takes me a while. And so, like, I'm not, like, unsettled by it. I'm just kind of confused.
Yeah.
So mostly it's, like, a musical cue. And the musical cue is scary, and so I'm like, oh! I'm so, but instead, like, maybe if Mila Kunis was blonde? I don't know.
Maybe.
But just something so that I have more of a...
signifier.
Literally, yeah. I was saying to Jill, are they the same actor for half the movie? I had to search up the cast to make sure they weren't. Like, I could not tell the difference. And I think that's good, because in the original Black Swan story, it's supposed to be like,
mm-hmm.
they're identical, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, what's going on?
And the similarities, I guess, work sort of well, because while they might look similar, I do think that there's a warmth and a vivaciousness to Mila Kunis that Natalie Portman's like, she's cold,
mm-hmm.
and very precise, while Mila Kunis, there's a different sort of energy to her, and so I think that they both work well. I would just like more of a visual signifier, I think. What about the other transformation stuff? The other special effects?
The scenes when her legs break into the... No, I loved it.
I loved it, but it was
so cool.
Made me ew. I really like the scene when her arms turn into wings.
Mm-hmm. When she's doing
the spins and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
That's beautiful. It's neat that it operates in an area of horror, but then also fantasy and beauty at the same time. I like leading up to that, that you get the look of, like, goose flesh on her. And she's almost metallic,
mm-hmm.
I think, too. And I think that it uses special effects well, where you see things very quickly, and any of the CGI stuff is marred by movement and shadow and lighting, so that it never looks bad. Like, the movie's not new, but I still think that it stands up visually. 2010. Okay. Anything else?
I was reading the Wikipedia page of it, and it said that, like, Darren Aronofsky. He, like, started getting interested in ballet because his sister, like, studied ballet at the something school of dance or whatever, and I like that he had, like, an actual understanding, or, like, at least was in proximity to someone who had an understanding of ballet, because he actually uses, like, the world of dance and the movement of dance to convey things, other than it just being, like, this is a story that's using dance as a background. It's, like, dance is an integral part of, like, what's actually happening. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of movies about, like, artistic expression, whether it be like Whiplash or like La La Land or something, if the person has like an actual genuine understanding of music, it works so much better. So, yeah
and you do, I think they open up the world for us to walk into it pretty well, like just little things about her treating her new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. Or when she goes to the...
I pointed out too, because I was just like, a lot of the times that gets overlooked. Like, people don't know that ballerinas break in their shoes. They think they just put them on and go with it, but they have to break them in because they're painful
mm-hmm.
and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she rips out the inside
yeah.
and scores the bottom, and then when she goes... Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, anyways.
And when she goes to the physiotherapist... all of that sort of like look inside, I really like. Some of it's like a documentary.
Her toenail is like broken in half.
Mm-hmm.
That one too.
Yeah,
that happened to me once.
Yeah, I remember you showing me that. Yeah,
slammed a door into my foot.
That's gross.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dancers have nasty feet though.
They do.
It's so gross.
Yeah, they're mangled.
Mm-hmm. No, because dance shoes, if you wear them long enough, your feet. Like, I remember talking to my dance teacher about this, about like why you should start dance young if you like want to go professional. It's because your bones and your muscles actually like form in a specific way. So, like, that's also why their feet are real.
Oh, and that's where Jill's entire body is messed up.
Jill, do you dance a lot?
She did ballet.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
when they
yeah.
stick together.
Yeah. Because
yeah. they can be, like, beneficial to a point of, like, your hips are, like, more open so you can be more flexible, but then you push it too far and then your, like, bones are not.
Now she's broken.
Yeah.
Costuming?
Slay.
The makeup?
Slay.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing about the costumes? I know it's really minor, but bugged me for some reason that there were no straps on the costume.
Okay.
Because I can't imagine doing something like that with no straps, like...
Okay. Fear of the dress coming down, maybe? Yeah? Okay. Since you are a dancer, do you have any insight? No? Okay. Just...
That was more like professional.
Yeah. I would imagine if these costumes are maybe being made particularly for a person, that they would probably work. They probably use a lot of glue and tape and stuff.
Well, so. She was getting measured too, right? So it's like it would fit her really well, and then they would also like take precautions to like make sure. Especially since this is really like extremely professional.
Mm-hmm. It would have been nice if there was a genuine good person, maybe. I think everybody in this movie seemed awful.
Yeah.
Including the protagonist.
Mm-hmm. I love movies where I hate everybody.
I feel like there needs to be somebody relatable. I don't think it was a big problem to the movie, but I think that if they had somebody in there that was maybe genuinely...
human?
Yeah. But I feel like they could have been like a very good tragic character.
Yeah. But I feel like awful people can be relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just gonna say that.
Okay. Darren Aronofsky has some really interesting movies as well. Most of them are pretty hard to watch. He did Requiem for a Dream, which is a movie that nobody should see.
No, because in the review I wrote on Letterboxd, I wrote, this movie makes me feel more gross than Requiem for a Dream,
really?
Like borderline a Serbian film gross, which if you think that no one should see Requiem for a Dream, die. Before you watch a Serbian film, you die. That movie is so disgusting. It's literally like, how is that real? How did you come up with that idea? Like, you should be dragged out into the street and shot.
So Black Swan was more uncomfortable than Requiem for a Dream?
To me, okay. Yeah.
He also did Noah. And
the Whale.
He did The Whale.
Yeah, he did, that's his most recent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He did Mother as well.
This just seems
really
like he's like.
Interesting.
Is that the one with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that like Mother Nature thing? Anyways, yeah. It just feels like he's doing a lot of movies that portray real things that could really happen.
Yeah.
In a really sick way. I don't know.
He does, real thriller pretty well. I haven't seen Well, but I'd like to. It's on my list.
I haven't seen it either.
I've heard mixed opinions on it.
You've seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but like when it was coming out, it was like the big movie that like everyone was excited to see, and then a lot of people were let down and also were like offended by it, by the use of like the fat suit and like everything going along with the weight of the character and everything. It was like kind of controversial.
Okay. I think a lot of Aronofsky's movies are like that. Mm-hmm. There's another one that I was thinking that he did a movie called The Wrestler, and then one about a scientist trying to cure cancer. You had up his movies.
I don't anymore.
Okay.
Steal my phone.
The Fountain. No, he did The Fountain. Okay. Anything else about Black Swan?
Can I read out my notes?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm being so annoying.
Can
Anyways.
You do them as Cartman?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't do that. I can only do lines that Cartman actually says, because I have to practice if I don't. Anyways, I love how it actually shows the ballerina breaking in her shoes. I feel like that part is overlooked, like I already said. Why is she, like, infantized? Because her voice is really high-pitched, she's scrawny, she's, like, it's, like, she's got all the stuffed animals, her mother's babying her, like, it's all just, it's really, like, pedophilic to me, and I really don't like it.
I think she's supposed to be stunted.
Yeah,
because,
like, especially with her mom. Like,
okay,
her
but, like,
her.
And the dancing is
That should
be
her like
life.
Her mom less, anyway.
Yeah.
She just
and
let
well,
him...
And she's also her mom's second chance, mm-hmm. right?
Hmm.
She just let him grope her? Couldn't be me, babes. Oh, I would have such a fit. I would make him cry.
Such a fit.
I would. Like, I would freaking... Oh, I would make him cry. Abusive mom? Screw that hoe. Yeah. And so I've been with the whole, like, potential, like, sex scene, the sex dream between, like, the two girls. I was like, lesbian? Is that why she can't, like, act like she's, like, the black swan because she doesn't like men? Does she like women? I don't know. So I'm like, lesbian? Slay. And then I said, check that man's computer files because she's, like, infantized and he's, like, groping her and getting all frisky and, yeah, nasty. So it's like, check his computer files. Maybe he's got some CP on there. I don't know. And then I put in a heart, like, in, the, like, the less than sign in the three, and I was like, Winona Ryder, because I love her so much. She slays so hard. She's, like, I feel like she's criminally underrated. I said ballet is so unfair to women and girls, too, because I don't know necessarily with this particular ballet, but I know for sure in Russian ballet, the women gets, like, treated so much. Like, they're much more, like, they're stricter on the women and the girls. And, like, the girls have to, like, get up on their toes, whereas the guys don't have to do that when they do point. Like, they get to be on their flat feet, and there's, like, a weight thing and, like, a specific way that the girls have to look to be ballerinas. And I hate that. And so, and then my concluding point is I hate men.
Mm. Valid point.
Anyways, that's it.
With her being infantilized, though, I think just ballet in general is kind of an infantilized thing because it's like most girls do it when they're younger and then they stop by the time they're like 10. So there's just like the concept of ballet is very like,
well, like
girlhood. Yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but like the girls that continue to do it, they're small. Tiny. They're petite. Yeah. Like they don't weigh that much. They don't have boobs. Mm-hmm. They don't really have curves. Yeah. They,
because that's like the ballet body.
They have a young looking face, and it's just like it's really weird.
Also, they like age out of their sport by the time they're 30.
That's what the whole thing with Winona Ryder. Mm-hmm. She aged out of it, and people just kind of like tossed her aside like garbage.
She's old.
Yeah.
Old.
Anyway,
she could have been the sympathetic character.
Mm-hmm. Especially since she knows.
Yeah, but then she was really mean.
I know, but instead of...
Oh, yeah.
But, well, she could have been drunk and mean, but then we could have had a scene where she's, like, sober and...
I think it would have worked well accepting. If she, like, tried to, like, save Nina instead of just, like, resenting her.
Yeah. But she's, again, she's not in the movie enough. Like, she doesn't really have much of a role.
Especially when she calls her a slut. Like, you know that the guy's a fucking asshole. Sorry again. Like, why are you not trying to, like, help her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you went through the same thing, and you know exactly what's going to happen to her because it just happened to you. Hello? Girls protect girls. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the way he keeps calling them all little princess?
Disgusting.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
Well, that goes along with the...
Yeah.
Youthful thing. Okay. Rated?
I hate myself, but I gave it a 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you hate yourself?
Because I feel so disgusted by the movie, but I feel like that's the point, so I gave it a 4. Oh, but for some reason it says 3 here. I don't know. I gave it a 4.
I gave it a 4 as well. Thought it was a good time.
Jeez.
An uncomfortable look at time.
Okay.
2.5.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because it made you feel bad. Yeah. So are you rating it on your liking of it?
I think it just made me a little too uncomfortable.
Okay.
I think that was the issue.
Okay. I definitely understand that.
I give it a 4.5. I thought it was uncomfortable, but I don't know. I like uncomfortable movies sometimes, so it was good. I thought it was, I don't know. I thought it was cool. I liked feeling stressed for, like, however long it was. It's great.
4.5. Slade.
4.
4.
Slade.
I'm a 4.5. I could see myself getting up to a 5. I think it's very uncomfortable. I think it's very icky, but I think that that's what it's attempting to do. And if it can hit me in like a guttural sort of way, this is sort of like Men, where I think it's an icky movie, but I think that it does what it's attempting to do perfectly.
I think Men is more comfortable though than
this.
I think men is more comfortable because it's more of a real life thing and it happens day to day. This is just exactly
the filming of it.
But this is just like isolated to ballerina's life, whereas men is just like everyday woman's life. Like you don't even have to be like an adult. You could be a little girl and that shit can happen to you. Like that's probably why it's a little more comfortable because this is actually inserting us into a ballerina's life. Yeah.
I think it's really well acted. I think that it's disturbing. As far as a film, I think that it works really well. So while I wouldn't say it's a good time, I think that it's really well done. What have you guys been watching? I did not watch much. Watched Cabin in the Woods on Halloween. Watched a movie called The Blackening.
I liked it.
Maybe I should have known that it was more of a comedy going into it.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely like a comedy as opposed to a horror movie. I thought it was going to make more interesting racial commentary. And it seemed a little goofy. But it was kind of fun. It was maybe a good time. We also finished watching Goosebumps. I don't have high recommendations.
Wait, which Goosebumps series?
The new one.
Oh.
Is that the one with Justin Long in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like Justin Long, but it's... I don't know. One of the neat things is they take a bunch of old classic Goosebumps stories and then kind of weave them through one narrative that I thought was kind of cool. And there was a legitimate scene at the end of one episode where I think my mind blew up a little bit, which was really neat. Like, something happened and it was like, I have no idea what's going on. That's kind of neat. That's me.
I started watching Star Wars, which is fun.
Where did you start?
On episode one.
Okay.
It's the only one I've seen so far. I liked it.
Okay.
It's fun. I don't have words. Jill's making me watch it. I also watched the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
And?
5 stars and a little heart. Josh Hutcherson's real hot.
Yep.
And I think it didn't follow the lore exactly, but I really liked it anyway.
Have you seen Hunger Games? Any of them? Watch those. Josh Hutcherson's really hot in those.
I know.
The edits.
I watched about 2 minutes of The Resort, and it was so bad I had to turn it off. I rewatched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, I rewatched the Lego Batman movie, and I watched the semi-short film Batman Death in the Family, because Jill made me watch it, because she loves Batman.
Batman. Where Robin dies?
Yeah. But doesn't.
When they wrote that comic, they allowed the readers of the comic to vote on whether Robin died.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
And they made him die. Yeah. It was awesome.
He was also a whiny brat.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll end with Jess because I don't know what she's got to say.
Surely a lot.
I watched... One sec. I was watching a bunch of Halloween movies, so I watched Frankenweenie, Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands is not Halloweeny.
Well, it's kind of Halloweeny.
No.
It's more Christmas.
It is.
At the beginning, it's like a creepy kind of almost Halloween, but then it's like.
I don't know. I was like.
It's just like a Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a Christmas movie, not a Halloween movie.
I watched Nightmare Before Christmas as well.
It's both.
It's not.
It's both.
I find it's pretty equal.
You
balance.
Watch it at both holidays.
Wait, when did it come out? Because I thought it came out around Halloween.
All the characters are like probably. Halloween.
Mm-hmm. But it's about,
but it's about Christmas.
So
yeah,
it's,
but both.
It's both. We had this debate last year.
It had been a while since I'd like watched the whole movie through. So I thought it was, I don't know. I love it. I watched like all the kind of, I watched Beetlejuice, yeah, Coraline.
So by Halloween you just mean Tim Burton.
Yeah, basically, okay. Apparently.
Very much.
I wanted to watch The Shining, and I kind of just
love The Shining.
But
we can watch it when it gets colder.
Yeah. Yes,
we should.
I love The Shining so much.
Yeah, I love The Shining as well. What else did I watch? I watched Rio. I think I started watching Rio too, and I fell asleep.
They got the blue macaws. They got reintroduced into the wild.
Really? They're
back? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know there was a sequel.
There is a sequel.
They traveled to, like, the other blue macaws.
Yeah, they see the other ones, and then Jules' entire family bullies Blue so much he wants to, like, leave. It's great. Bird divorce.
I started watching What We Do in the Shadows,
the TV show.
Series. Yeah. Love it. I'm like, I forget what season I'm in. I stopped watching it for a bit because now I'm continuing rewatching Adventure Time. I keep like going back and forth. It's
what season are you on?
For Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Season 5?
Oh, I'm still on the first one.
I go through it really fast. I feel like I'm like missing episodes though. I don't know. I'm watching it on like Prime. I subscribe to like, I'm doing like a 30-day free subscription, so I don't have to like go on.
Remember to cancel.
I know, I should.
Hopefully. Do you
it's
have
like
a timer?
$5 if not. But
you should put something in your calendar.
Yeah, I should. But yeah, I don't know. I've watched Adventure Time so many times now, but it's like, it's a commitment to watch all of it.
So long. I can only watch like 3 episodes a day because I get so tired, and I don't watch it again.
When I first watched it all the way through, I was watching like 10 episodes a day. Mm-hmm. I was like powering through it. Now I'm like, I kind of just watch it. I kind of put it on as like background noise.
But yeah, it's good background.
It's good because there's so many episodes where it's like every time I rewatch it, I swear there's like an episode I see that I'm like, I don't even remember ever watching it. So, I don't know. But it's, but that might just be because I watch it on like streaming websites and like, and a lot of them are like messed up with the episodes. Like for Adventure Time, I know a lot of them are like missing episodes or have the episodes like messed up in like order and stuff, so
yeah, it happens with me with South Park.
So now like I think since I actually subscribe to something that like it's like a legit website, now I'm watching it and I think there's some episodes on there that I missed, so yeah, it's fun. Love Adventure Time, it's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, that's everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs.
Hey,
Yallop.
Did you see my text?
I did not. I don't have my phone on
you
me.
You text me, but then you don't answer.
I did.
Me.
Well, I'm sorry.
What do you text me for if you don't want an answer?
You didn't.
Can we talk about literacy next week? We're starting tomorrow.
Is it? Okay.
We have to.
Okay. I wanted to talk about it.
I don't see how else we. We have to.
Okay. Are you going to be here for a little
should
bit
I
more?
Come to, yeah, I'm going to be here. I got stuff to do.
Okay.
I
think we're almost
my
done.
My student teacher literally just left. That's why I didn't come down to now. She's
okay.
Just trying to get her ready to go. But yeah, if we can figure out, then I'll just type in there where we're going to go. Like, we just go to your room. That'd be easy if we start in your room.
Sure. Okay. I'll come find you. We're almost done our podcast.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Podcast away. Have fun.
Okay. Thanks. What have you been watching?
I watched Naiad this weekend.
Which?
Naiad.
Naiad. What's Naiad?
It's like this movie about Diana Naiad and how she swam from like Cuba to Florida Keys, I think.
Okay. So is it a documentary?
Not really, but almost in ways.
Okay. Like a biopic?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And what'd you think?
It was okay.
Just okay. That's it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I watched Once Upon a Studio, like Disney's like 100th anniversary thing, and it was really good. It made me really sad. And then I watched the third Conjuring movie, and that's it. I've watched like bits of like movies when I go to bed, because I haven't actually like watched one all the way through. I've had like 4 different movies that I've like watched like bits and pieces of. But
what is the third Conjuring movie like?
I thought it was more confusing than the rest of them. Like,
I've only seen the first one.
Mm-hmm. It was just more confusing. It was hard to keep up. Like, you have to pay attention more. I think it'll be better on a rewatch. Because there's just, like, a lot more going on in that one.
It's the Warrens, right? Mm-hmm. It follows them. Okay. Alright, what's the ghostly threat?
I don't even know. It's, like, this woman that's, like...
She's, like, an evil witch or something. That's some that, like, plays with, like, the devil.
Yeah.
That's why it's called The Devil Made Me Do It or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Jess.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna start from... I'm gonna do a highlight reel of the summer. Hold on. Where is it? July. I'm starting with Barbie. I was very disappointed by it. Like, I thought it was fun, but, like, everyone before, or, like, before I went to go see it was, like, talking about, how, like, how revolutionary it was and la-di-da-di-da, and then I watched it, and then I was very disappointed because it was very, like, surface-level feminism, which, like, it's, like, that's, like, fine, but, like, the way people were reacting made me expect more, but then also, like, it's, like, a corporation, it's a brand movie, like, it's not gonna be that, wonderful, but I loved Michael Cera in it, loved Alan, loved all the edits, I'm also, I'm also really disappointed that the writer strike and, like, actor strike happened right during the summer, or, like, not the summer, but, like, a few months after Barbie came out, because Barbie and, like, Oppenheimer, like, restarted, I think, like, movie theater culture, and now that's kind of dying again, because no one's promoting anything, except the new Hunger Games prequel got approved to do promotion stuff, so that's been happening again, so I'm really excited for that movie.
Is it a prequel?
Yeah, The Ballad of Songbirds. It follows Snow and, like, the 10th Hunger Games. I read the book over the summer. It was good. I watched Fast Five, which is the only Fast and Furious movie I watched, but honestly, I kind of get it. They're kind of fun. Turned my brain off. Riley made me watch it, and we just watched it for, like, a movie night. It was kind of fun. Yeah, I watched Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Oh.
Slayed.
I liked it.
I love that. I liked it, too.
I liked the score.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
I thought it was so ridiculous, and, like, the dialogue was so crazy, but, it, like, I felt like it was, like, a good satire of, like, Twitter speak, I guess, you know? I love Rachel Sennett, though, so I thought she was fabulous in that movie.
Who
is she? She's the one who has the boyfriend who's, like, a vet. And
okay.
She, yeah. She's the one that, in that one scene where they're, like, talking about mental illness, she's like, I've never said this before, but, like, I have body dysmorphia, and they're like, shut up. But, yeah, that was a fun time.
I love the scene in the gym.
Yeah.
When the vet has his sleep mask on.
Yeah, I love how how crazy the movie gets so quickly, and they all hate each other, but, like, they're all friends, and I thought that was really funny. I watched No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence and Andrew Barth Feldman. I thought it was fun. People said that that was, like, a comeback of, like, raunchy comedies, but it wasn't that, like, crazy. It was funny, and I liked it. But, yeah, I watched... I watched Jurassic Park. Not a huge fan. Thought it was a little boring. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's dinosaurs.
I know it's dinosaurs.
You love dinosaurs.
I know I love dinosaurs, but, like...
How's it boring? It's dinosaurs.
I liked looking at the dinosaurs, but I, like, did not care about the plot. Yeah. Honestly, I could have just watched a National Geographic documentary on dinosaurs, and I would have been...
That exists.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And then we're getting to... Okay. During my university's orientation week, they had a movie night, and we watched Monsters University, because it's thematic. It's fine. I don't think I've ever actually seen the original Monsters, Inc.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, a few of my friends started crying during the Monster University thing, though, because they were, like, they thought it was very thematic. Oh, I watched Bottoms. I loved it. I've been waiting for this movie to come out since it was, like, announced, because, again, I love Rachel Sennett, and I forced my friends to go see it. Actually, on the first orientation day, I just kept asking people if they've heard of it, and those were the people where I was like, okay, I'm going to be your friend then. And actually, those are the people I'm friends with. Thought it was ridiculous. Loved how heavily they committed to just, like, the ridiculousness of the world. Soundtrack was fabulous. So silly, so stupid. They reference a lot of, like, early 2000s movies. They reference Scott Pilgrim in it. Like,
they do?
And have you seen it?
No.
In the, there's, like, a fight scene, and they reference the final fight scene of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh.
It's very fun. Yeah. I watched Past Lives, which it's like a movie about these two people who knew each other as kids, and then one of them moves from Korea to like America, and then they reconnect like 10 years later, and then like disconnect again, and then reconnect like 5 years later. And it's just kind of a movie about like connection and like what if scenarios and like that, because like she has a husband, but like she's still in love with this guy, but like she's not gonna do anything with the guy because she really loves her husband, but like there's obviously that still, like, connection. The husband's really chill about it. Also, the husband's an author, and we see him in a book signing and like pans over the desk, and he just wrote a book called Boner. That's just what the book is called, which like doesn't fit the tone of the movie at all, because the movie's not like a silly goofy thing. It's a very like emotional, like human nature connection movie. But then that scene kind of took me out for a second, because I was like, what is going on? Very good. Yeah. And then I watched Theater Camp, which Ben Platt and Molly Gordon made, which I love both of them. And it's like a mockumentary about a theater camp and like trying to save the thing. It was good. I think I would have liked it more if I was actually like a theater kid, but people loved it. And weirdly enough, there's a lot of Halloween costumes about it, which I didn't think was a very costumable movie. I rewatched Pitch Perfect like 4 times during the summer. Still slay. Have yet to see an a cappella group in university. Very disappointed about that.
Maybe you should start one.
Maybe. Honestly, I don't think that would be my talent, but... Oh, I did go to improv at university. Me and my friend went to improv, which then we later found out that the building that the improv happens in the basement, is the building where a lot of people have killed themselves. And now we're like, we feel weird doing improv in the basement.
Haunted improv building.
Yeah, because we were one of my friends didn't know that you like the suicide school, so then she was like researching it.
It's
while
the suicide school.
You didn't
You're
know
going to the suicide
you
school.
You didn't know this either.
I don't care about U of T.
No, but it's like U of T. Like it's hard and it's really stressful and it has like a really
don't kill yourself.
I'm not going to. I'm kind of slaying, but like it's literally known as U of Tears. Yeah, this is the school I chose to go to, Jeremy. But she was like researching in the library, and then we found out it's in the same building. We went to improv once, and we hated everyone there, but we liked doing improv, so we have a plan of we're gonna go every third Monday of the month, and then we're gonna somehow stage a coup and take over.
Real? Okay.
Yeah, that's our plan.
Have you cried?
I cried twice, once only because of school, though. Yeah. And it's actually not that bad. It's like, it's not that hard. It's just like a lot of work. But honestly,
I hate working. Maybe I shouldn't go to university.
Oh no, Emma's having a great time at Brock. It's very easy for her.
Okay.
She's out like every night. Anyways, I watched Totally Killer, which is like a horror comedy movie. It's kind of around the same vibe as Happy Death Day, where this girl's mom gets killed by this killer who was like active like 30 years ago. And then somehow she gets sent back in time and tries to stop the original killing
That's
so they don't come
about?
Back. Yeah.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch it. I just didn't know it was
It's pretty watch. Fun. Oh. It's Olivia Holt in it, Kieran Shipka.
I don't know who that is.
Have you seen Sabrina? Like,
nope.
No. Have you seen Kickin' It?
Nope.
Like, no? Okay. It's a fun movie. The cast doesn't really matter.
I don't know casts. You know that.
I thought the novelty of it wore off.
Yeah, really?
Pretty, well, maybe not quick. I thought that there was some neat commentary when she goes back in time about what's no longer appropriate today.
Yeah, but then I thought that got kind of quick and old really quick.
Well,
too.
And also, it didn't really go in an interesting direction, I guess.
It was kind of just like, you can't say that, and then that's where it ended. I liked the fact that her mom was an absolute terrible person in the past.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was an interesting thing. But then I got kind of confused by the ending where, I can't spoil it, but I just got confused by, like, conceptually how she's going to continue, like, when she gets back to the present, how she's going to, like, adjust to her life. Because, like...
I didn't understand the mechanism that she got back to the time and how they resolved what was going... Like, it seemed to go on for, maybe 5 minutes too long. Mm-hmm. It should have been, like...
This is my issue with most, like, time travel movies, is just, like, conceptually, I can't understand, or I can't believe what's going on, and, like, how time, like, I can't believe time travel, especially when they end up going back to their present, and then, like, the butterfly effect and things changing, and yada yada yada, like, I don't get it. So it's hard for me to, like, believe it.
But at least it's a goofy movie, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I
it's
think
fun.
You can a serious movie, it's harder to take.
When it's goofy, it's just like, okay, it's goofy. I watched the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie.
Of course you did. Did you watch it in theaters?
Yes.
Were you one of the cult people?
Were you dancing?
The cult people?
No. My theater was weirdly quiet. Maybe it's because we went at, like, noon. But, like, everyone stayed in their seat. Like, people weren't even, like, singing that loud. And also because, like, the theater knew people would be singing along. They, like, played the audio super, super loud. So I could barely hear, like, my friend singing beside me. But generally had a fabulous time. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. Because, like, Taylor Swift and other artists have had recorded concerts before that just get released onto streaming sites, but the fact that it was like in theater, I was like, this seems a little goofy. But honestly, it was really fun, and I think Taylor Swift's concert, it worked really well because her whole concert has a lot of like choreography elements, stage design elements, da 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 da, that like depending on where you're sitting in an arena would completely change your perspective of it. There's this one part in her concert where she dives into the stage and the stage graphics makes it look like she's swimming, but if you're on the floor level you kind of just see her flop and disappear and you can't see it. So the first night everyone's really confused. So I thought the movie was a really good way to like actually get the full effect of like the artistry of it. Also, I just love Taylor Swift.
We know.
Yeah, you know. I rewatched 500 Days of Summer while studying like last week. Still love it. Still fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Still such a slay soundtrack. Slay. Still hate Tom.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I rewatched Bo Burnham's What, Make Happy, and Eighth Grade again, all while studying one night. I was in a Bo Burnham phase. I have every time I watch it, like I still enjoy it, but like the comedy, like it's still good. But then I can see. I like watching them in order to see the progression of it, and I love 8th grade, but, like, I don't know if I would enjoy it as much if I watched it for, like, the first time now. I think I have to have the childhood nostalgia of, like, 10-year-old me watching it to fully grasp it. But 8th grade, I think, is still fabulous, and I think is kind of underrated. Yeah.
Seems like it got forgotten.
Yeah, I think it's because a lot of the comedy and writing in it really dates it to like 2018, which I enjoy about it because I think it's like it captures the moment very well. But I think watching it can be kind of like, this is cringe, like this is a lot of secondhand embarrassment, which it is. But it's also like about eighth grade, and what is eighth grade if not embarrassing?
Eighth grade sucked.
Yeah. Same.
I didn't know there was comedy in it.
Oh, this I guess it's not that like comedy.
I just remember feeling awful.
Oh, it's
from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
Like it's a movie that I don't want to re-see.
Oh, I have rewatched it. Yeah, it's deeply uncomfortable and like in like a different way that like, cause like Black Swan is uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable in like a unrealistic kind of way, I guess, cause like no one's turning into a bird. But eighth grade, it's like this is like viscerally real. Like I'm getting flashbacks to when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't come across as scripted. Mm-hmm. It comes across as very real. And like a lot of the uncomfortable stuff is preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my little speed run of all the movies or highlight reel of the movies I watched. I haven't had time to watch anything. Like during the summer, I was very, cause I have like a little, for the past few years, I've had a goal of like watching the equivalent of watching one movie a week, so like 52 movies or more. And I knew I wasn't gonna be able to keep that up in university, so during the summer I like loaded up on movies, so I filled the quota until October. So now during reading week I have like a list of 8 movies I want to get done so I can finish the year strong.
What's on the list?
Okay, so I want to watch Perfect Blue, which is like Black Swan, like people think they the Darren Aronofsky, I can't say his name, kind of copied. I want to watch Beau Is Afraid, Brokeback Mountain.
I want to see Brokeback. I'm sorry, Beau Is Afraid.
Yeah,
I've seen Brokeback Mountain.
What are your thoughts on Brokeback Mountain?
It's been a very long time.
Isn't
I don't know how
like
it stands
gay?
Up.
Yeah, yeah, it's the cowboys. And they're
gay cowboys, yeah.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Isn't that the movie that, like, when they were, like, filming it, they made out so hard that it broke like Jake Gyllenhaal's nose or something. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that so much, but I don't. But like, yeah.
I hope that's true.
I also hope that's true. This on TikTok, I saw so many people with Halloween costumes dressed up as them, and I was like, I should probably watch this movie now. I want to watch And I preface this in a, I want to watch Lolita, like the Stanley Kubrick version, because I bought the book because I reference that movie a lot when talking about like age gap relationships with a celebrity and like in media and stuff. But I feel like I should actually watch and read it before I reference it too much, so I actually know what I'm talking. I have a list on Letterboxd of movies I've referenced too much without having seen them. But I bought the book and I brought it home with me, so I'm probably gonna read that, and then I want to watch like both versions of Lolita, but specifically the Kubrick one, because I think it's like the book started, like the person who wrote the book wrote it in a way of like not endorsing pedophilia, because obviously, but yet the movies and like the public perception of Lolita have really been like, yay older men dating children, it's like that's gross. So I want to read the book and then watch the movies and actually like see how what went wrong. I want to watch Tar, which I watched like half of a year ago and then never finished. I want to watch Prozac Nation and then Eurotrip, just because the song Scotty Doesn't Know was written for that movie and I want to watch the movie and understand. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody have anything to add? Suggestion of a movie type we should watch next week?
Yes, that broken nose Jake Gyllenhaal thing is true.
See, that's just hilarious. Looked it up.
It's because like they wanted the passion to be so real, and so yeah. They were like slamming each other against the walls and like making out and shit, and it got like too,
got too
passionate and like yeah. His,
I
yeah.
need someone to make out with me so hard I break my nose.
You have a girlfriend that could be accomplished.
That's true. Jill is strong.
Just ask her one
yeah.
day.
She'll break my nose.
I feel she'd be down to break it.
She would. Yeah.
Anyways,
having your girlfriend's awesome, guys.
Okay. High five, Joe.
I remember what that was like.
You have a wife.
I know, but she's not my girlfriend. Mm.
That's true.
Okay. No suggestions?
I don't know.
Not of a particular movie, but a movie.
What's the forecast supposed to be?
We could watch Clue.
Oh my god, my mom was literally just talking to me about that one. She's like, you need to watch it. I was like, okay.
I think I can almost guarantee that everybody will love it. But maybe
I just
not.
Know that Tim Curry's in it. He plays the butler. And I love Tim
He's
Curry.
Wicked.
I love Tim Curry.
So, you know, I'm already like half sold.
I saw a picture of him recently. Of him, like, recently.
I know.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Me.
One of my friends apparently used to have, like, nightmares about Tim Curry. Like, you know Abby?
Yeah.
When she was little, she would be, like, haunted by Tim Curry in her dreams.
Curry in drag?
Really?
No, I think it was Tim Curry in Clue. Like, scared her so much. And she would have nightmares for years about it, and he would just be there.
Really funny.
Yeah.
Abby's scared of a lot of things, though.
Oh, she's going to Amsterdam to get weird therapy to get rid of her fear of moths and bugs
and butterflies.
And butterflies. That's, do you know what it is? You take LSD. Her mom did it too for her fear of snakes. But you take like LSD and then they like immerse you in like whatever your fear is. And
that sounds awful.
They apparently have 100% success rate. And her mom did it. Her mom's no longer afraid of snakes.
That sounds really bad.
I want to take LSD.
Do you want to be immersed in moths?
Yes.
You enjoy that?
I love moths.
I also love moths.
I think I could handle being afraid of snakes because I don't encounter them like every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
The
why her
bug
mom did
thing.
That.
I could
oh
see
yeah,
that
yeah.
being.
There'd be a butterfly, and she would scream.
There'll be an aphid. She's really afraid of aphids, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bugs are gross.
Oh, my God.
And
I've had to kill
them.
Bugs are
them.
Awesome.
My dorm is in the basement of my resident building, so there's so many spiders, and I have to kill them, and it's horrible.
I love spiders.
No. I like big spiders. I like tarantulas. I
Ew.
Don't. I hate little house spiders.
You can, from Bass Pro Shop, you can get a salt gun. That you load with just like table salt,
bro.
And then you like pump it up, and then you can shoot bugs with it, and it like obliterates them.
Awesome! I may love bugs, but a salt gun sounds awesome.
So you can just run around with your little like salt gun and just.
Okay,
like,
but then wouldn't that also mean I have to clean up the salt after?
Not really. It doesn't damage anything either, and it's just like little like little.
Maybe
puffs
you'd have
salt.
To have really good aim.
That's something I don't have.
Practice.
I have an electric fly swatter though.
I'd let you shoot me with salt for practice.
Can we like balance like a bug in your head? Yeah.
Okay. So I would like to thank Jess for coming back and everybody else for coming this week.
Yay.
And we'll do something for next week.
next week.
Okay. Bye bye. Maybe we will pursue the weather idea. Okay. Bye. Bye.